Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can listen to us on the free Odyssey app, take us on the go, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company. The Junkies looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. You sent Mike Marr on a mission to find out how many bikes.
Yeah.
We're downstairs. Did we get any count?
I don't know if he went down there
Mike
or
Marr,
not.
Mike, did you go downstairs to the bike area here?
No, and to be honest, I'm a little confused on like how to exactly get down to the garage. I've never parked down there, so I don't know if my car getting back up works. So
you can borrow my card if you want to go do some recon.
You got to wait a little bit. I mean, nobody's in the office yet.
Correct.
Okay, we'll do it like 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah. We'll do a check-in.
So many bikes are down there.
Cakes has to move his car anyway, right?
I do have to move my car.
Do you move your car every morning?
If it's on, look, I don't hoard electricity like some people in this building. Some people, I won't mention any names or the make or color of their vehicles, but some of those vehicles, you're only supposed to stay in your spot for 3 hours at a time.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to free it up because there's only two spots to charge.
Right.
So I generally go down at 8:15 and move my car. Sometimes I see cars there for 5 and 6 hours at a time. Now, sometimes the parking people will go put a sheet of paper on their windshield that says you've been parking longer than the 3 hour allotted time limit. Like
you used to be one of those guys though,
I used to be.
You're not now you're acting like you're above it.
I'm benevolent.
You used to be one of those guys.
I think in his defense, I think Cakes wasn't that worried about it. He didn't think that there were that many other people that wanted it.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. So at first I would look at the I would kind of sneer at like a 3 hour time limit. Whatever, but now I clearly know there is demand on those spots.
So when you go down to move your car,
so I can
take a picture.
I can actually do the recon.
A picture of the empty bike area.
8:15-ish, 8:20. I'll give you an update, and I don't even need to take a picture to tell you an update. There's going to be like two bikes down there.
Yeah,
there's space for 2,000.
Let's go to Keith at Tyson's. Keith, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so I'm just calling because you talked about rugby a bit back. I'm a former rugby player. One of my teammates is actually a co-owner of the Old Glory DC.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Very cool.
So when you talk about putting on the jersey, they're supposed to be so tight that when you get tackled, nobody can grab the cloth.
Gotcha.
That makes sense.
To the point that most of us needed help getting them off after a game.
Yeah.
Really?
So sweaty.
Were you one of the big fatties kind of in the middle, or are you one of the sillies down on the end?
So I was in the scrum, but I was a small guy on the scrum. To give you a football equivalent, I was kind of like linebacker, fullback type.
Gotcha.
I swear to God, I've watched a bunch of games now because my son is playing. I literally have no idea how possession changes.
I don't know how it works
either. Well, let him explain it.
Yeah, possession. So there's two ways it can happen. The other team can commit a penalty, which would be if they drop the ball and it goes forward or they throw the ball forward, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
And then you scrum down, and so that's when everybody binds up. And then the other way is just an open play at any point if you intercept the ball.
Or you fumble it or something.
Yeah, if you tackle them and they don't have somebody to protect you and you just step over them, you can pick it up.
What about this one? I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, really, because I'm going to guess probably very little because, you're normal. But I've watched some lately. But what's the move where all of a sudden there's like an out-of-bounds play and they just launch some dude up in the air.
Yeah, they're holding the dude up.
They throw the freaking ball at him. What is that?
So that's called a line out. I was one of the guys that got launched in the air.
Yeah.
So they take the big guys in the middle,
Jason?
And you gotta have somebody light enough that you can lift, but tall enough that they can reach up there.
Right.
So that's kind of like a mashup between a soccer throw-in and a face-off in hockey.
Yeah, it's wacky.
So the deal is, if somebody gets if somebody goes out of bounds, the other team gets to throw the ball in, and then we all have like code words to each other so that we know where we're gonna throw it.
Oh, so do you guys like deke each other out by like have three or four different guys that you might throw up in the air, or does everyone know?
100%. So, there's different ways you can do it. Sometimes what you have is you have one guy at the back, that will run to one of three different holes. Sometimes you just throw it right to the front guy. Sometimes you throw it, and we've also had them before where we would have guys that. One of them would just turn and lift the other guy, and you didn't know which guy was going to do it.
I don't want to bore people, but I appreciate it.
Thank you, Keith. We appreciate it. Rugby 101.
What happened to the rugby player?
Maybe it was Australian rules football that was brought over to the NFL maybe a year or two ago. I want to say by the Niners.
Who knows?
He was supposed to be some sick running back.
He got in trouble for like a rape charge or something.
Oh, really?
Remember that dude? Like for the Niners? That was like five, six years ago.
I'm no longer falling for the... Hey, there's an amazing rugby player that's going to come over and revolutionize NFL football, because we've heard that for the last 10 or 15 years. And you know what happens? Nothing.
Drab, what happened to that guy? I feel like Drab was invested in him.
Who's that?
I'm talking about? He was like a rugby player, Australian rules football.
He had like a sex assault charge.
Jared Haynes from the 49ers? Yeah. There's a guy in the Chiefs, too. I forget his name.
Yeah,
with a Z. They never really pan out.
Yeah, they don't pan out.
The punters might.
I pay them no attention.
There might be an occasional punter.
Australian punters are all over the place.
Yeah, punters, for sure. But like guys who are returning kicks or playing like real positions, they have no impact.
Can we get EB into a sport that people actually care about?
He does
lacrosse,
watch some random
rugby, volleyball. I mean, what about baseball or basketball?
He's so anti-mainstream.
I like those sports, but my kids don't play them.
Hey, Meg's really into snooker.
What is Meg going to do when she's done? She might. Oh, you know what? She might be into running.
Yeah. What's her competitive outlet?
I think she might start doing some running.
That's good.
She wants to. She actually says it.
That's mainstream.
Jokingly, she wants to be a pro pickleball player.
Ooh, I like
jokingly.
That. Like that.
She says it jokingly. Mm. But I just bought her golf clubs. Did I tell you that?
Wasn't there a big brawl in the pickleball world?
I don't know.
This past week?
Oh, I saw one a few weeks ago.
Hopefully there won't be one at Norbeck this weekend. We're taking on Columbia Country Club, intra-club match.
Oh, nice.
Big to-do tomorrow.
Nice.
You're repping Norbeck?
Yes, correct.
Are you home or away?
We're home this week. Here's the controversy. We're home this week, but the lower tier team goes to Columbia Country Club. And I think Columbia Country Club's bit is they are so highfalutin, they think they're freaking Wimbledon. I think you have to wear all white when you play either tennis or pickleball at Columbia Country Club.
That's no joke.
Like, our team went there a few years ago, and they were just wearing random colors, and they were like, you must wear all white if you expect to play at Columbia Country Club. And then they had to scramble and like go buy white gear at their pro shop.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, because my wife's at the same, playing in a similar match, because she's playing at Columbia. She said, yeah, it's all white.
You gotta wear all white.
I was like, do you even have all white?
I mean, is this a major? Is this a grand slam, and I was unaware of it?
Yeah.
That's very hoity-toity.
Yeah. I mean, so, it's an old-school thing.
Yeah, it is kind of old-school.
In 1987, Cakes began working at Wild World. I started working there in 1988. Mm-hmm. Wild World eventually became Six Flags.
Yeah, Six Flags America.
So Wild World opened in 87?
No, I think it opened in 83, like that.
Cal used to do spots for them way back in the day.
Yeah,
he was like the face of the theme park for a while.
And we actually did a Junkies appearance from Six Flags maybe 25 years ago.
Kind of raunchy.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
for being in a family park, we were pushing the limits for sure.
Just a bit.
But Six Flags, after 50 years, I think, at that location, dating back to when it was a safari before that. Mm-hmm. I found out during the commercial break it was owned by Ross Perot, who
oh,
ran
really?
For president.
Oh, interesting.
It was a safari for a few years, became Wild World, mm-hmm. then becomes Six Flags. No more.
As of November 2nd, shuttering it.
Listen, I haven't been there in decades.
I don't think I've been there since I worked there.
Literally decades.
Oh, I've definitely been there in the last decade.
My kids have gone, but I don't go. It kind of hits me a little bit that they're going to close it down.
Is it off?
I kind of like having
it. Is it off
of
Central Avenue?
It's right off Central Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, now, it's like 2 miles from where we grew up.
The first thing I thought of when I heard the news, I thought this immediately. I said, that's Prince George's County's play at luring the Commanders. It's the first thing I thought of. Because it's a 500-acre site. It's massive. I mean, the RFK site is, what, 180 acres?
But how do they... Okay, so you're saying it was this is all coordinated? You think this is your conspiracy theory?
My conspiracy... Put on your tinfoil hats, everybody.
I like conspiracies.
My conspiracy theory is Wes Moore has sent his delegation, or he went himself to Six Flags and said, look, you guys have been considering closing this park for a while. How about you close it? You put it up for sale, and if the thing in D.C. falls through, this is the perfect fallback plan mm-hmm. for the Commanders. Because he's not just going to sit by idly and wave the white flag while they construct this gleaming palace for them.
So what's
in
the incentive for them, the seller? You're saying he's saying to them, hey, look, we might buy this from you for a lot of money.
No, the incentive is for them to sell at least a part of that land to Josh Harrison Company.
But they already have the land at the FedEx site.
Yeah, but mate, they've been there. They've done the been there, done that.
So they just want to move 2 miles down the road?
It's a fresh start. Again, this is a wacky conspiracy theory.
I think it's a half-baked theory.
Like it.
It's a wacky theory.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the first thing I thought of.
Because the whole theory of staying in Maryland was they were just going to build it at the same site right alongside, and they already have the infrastructure set up.
I know Josh Harris doesn't want to be in Maryland. That's been made abundantly clear. But he needs to have a backup plan in case DC falls through.
The backup is the old site.
I think the new backup is the Six Flags property.
Well,
the
drive to that location, because we grew up 2 miles from there, would be even more difficult.
You're going to have to build a lot of infrastructure around it. Work with me here.
My theory would be,
I don't know if I'm buying.
They're not making a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and a builder wants to come in, or multiple builders want
to
come
in.
That's probably correct.
They'll pay ridiculous amounts of money for
You're probably correct about that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what the corporation is saying.
Right.
That the corporation is saying they made a decision that they can make more money selling it.
Building homes, I believe.
Is PG County open to building data centers? Do they vote against that?
Not sure.
Because that would be another reason to sell the land.
Certainly.
Because data center, those companies spend so much money
on
land.
And it's a huge chunk of land.
But you know, that area exploded. When we grew up in Pointer Ridge in Bowie, Maryland, which was right off Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It was all woods around us.
It was nothing.
And then if you go there, it's just houses, big houses,
mm-hmm.
Apartment complexes.
Right.
Everything down there. So that's land which actually is not developed for housing, but it's a lock. They're going to build more houses.
Well, I mean, PG County is very desirable right now. I mean, obviously people know it's always touted as being one of the richest counties for like African Americans, et cetera. That's valuable property. It's very valuable.
It's going to bring a tear to my eye and a non-allergy tear when they take a big wrecking ball to the Wild One wooden giant roller coaster. When it's just a bunch of matchsticks all over the place.
I won't shed a tear.
A fun roller
coaster.
But it
does. It does.
Is that going to hit you?
It hits me a little bit.
Really?
You got your shoes stolen there back in the day.
My childhood, man.
Yeah. EB and I had to take a bus home, and he had to go home barefoot.
Do you know how many times?
I would never let my kids do what my parents let me do.
I can't even tell you how many times before I worked there that I would get on the Metro bus and ride the Wild World with my season pass.
Yeah.
And then I'd go in with a sack full of quarters.
Yeah.
And I would just go play track and field.
Me too.
And play all the arcade. I was
track and field king.
Days there. Days of my 14
Valdez,
and 15
you know
year
how old
much, summers.
Seasons, this is a season's pass.
Yeah.
All right, when you're a kid?
When we were a kid.
And basically you show it and you
every day.
Walk
you go
in.
Every day.
Yeah, just walk
You go
in.
Every day, all day.
And they had silly roller coasters
I think I know what it was the first year.
I don't even remember when it was Adventureland.
I believe it was $29.
Might have been.
$29, and you know, you have to convince your parents a little bit.
But sure.
$29, you could go there every day all summer.
I remember going like 15 times one year.
Just hang out in the wave pool all day.
And yeah,
just go down water slides,
14 or
right.
15 years old, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't let my daughter just go on the Metro by herself. I honestly,
it's like one stop. 15.
I know. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't. I know we did different things when we were kids.
Yeah, you got on the Metro bus in Pointe Ridge, and 5 minutes later, we were at the park.
Yeah.
We'd stay there for a couple hours.
I remember reaching up and grabbing that cord and just pulling it down to stop right at the Wild World exit. Yeah.
What was your favorite ride?
I wasn't a ride guy. I was a scaredy cat.
Hold on. You went to it. You went to Adventureland.
Yeah, what'd you do there?
What'd you do?
I liked the. I told you. Track and field.
Giant arcades.
Arcades. You, hold on.
No, you, there's a wave pool.
They had a wave pool. Water slides. I really enjoyed the wave pool. I'm not big on water slides unless they're closed because they the way they design them, they have you right up on the edge. I feel like I'm going to fly out of that thing.
The gold, I'm not scared. The gold was the best.
The gold water slides.
They had four different colors.
I don't like the ones with the drops that are high that go straight down.
They had the Rampage.
Oh, the
Rampage. That was kind of silly.
I wasn't big on rides.
So you wouldn't even get on like the pirate ship that would go back?
I would get on the pirate ship.
That was lame.
Like sit in the middle.
What a loser. You'd sit in the middle?
Yeah, you got to sit on the end.
You got to sit on the end.
The line for the ends is always overflowing.
I'm a scaredy cat. I don't like those things.
Now, they didn't have this. They didn't have this when we were growing up, EB, so I don't know.
I tried to muscle through, but I didn't like it.
I don't know if, you know, you said you hadn't been to Six Flags in years.
Decades.
Lazy River, EB.
Lazy rivers are silly.
Has its merits.
That wasn't there when we were kids.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't there. I don't
they added like the wave pool added like a whole new section.
Eric, you would have loved this. Our last Gents Cup golf trip, we had 32 guys in inner tubes on the Lazy River, just floating around.
Where was
this at the resort?
At Kingsmill.
So many beers in hand, floating around.
I need to book a resort.
Are you leaving today for that?
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Did you get your surf sides?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get black cherry lemonade? I know you're a green tea guy now.
I have every flavor imaginable.
Right.
Yes. The guys are going to be sized. I have 98 total.
I got a little sassy last night. Dude, I had a surf side.
Those will be gone.
Followed by a beer.
I tweeted about mine that I had, you know, the black cherry, and I was like, I'm late to the party on the black cherry. Sorry. Some guy tweeted me back. I think he was he at a Phillies game?
Oh yeah, Phil. I saw that tweet too.
$27 for one surf side.
That's a big one. That's a big boy.
It was a bigger one.
It was a big boy.
I've seen that.
I didn't
even know.
I thanked Bobby the other day.
How come not giving us the big boys?
And,
Eric, I think it's just for stadium consumption.
You're gonna be sized. I thank Bobby through text and everything. Saying we appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you for being the unofficial sponsor of Gents Cup.
Yeah.
He sent me a screenshot. Your golf bags en route.
Oh,
no, wow. No, you're kidding, right?
Oh, it's in route. I have the order form and everything.
Look at
sent
that.
Here.
Wow. He's about to make your summer better.
I'm so psyched to be an ambassador.
Yeah.
I think it's a big boy bag, too.
Oh, really?
I think it's like a staff bag.
You're going to be balling.
No, I can't. What am I going to do with that? Well, I guess what I...
Yeah, when
I
you walk. Ride... Well, when you ride,
but you know what? It doesn't matter when you walk. You put it on your little carty thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a walking advertiser for Surfside at Norbeck.
It's perfect.
Do you know? There is such a thing as manifesting. I manifested.
Made it happen.
I bet you it's silly. Did you see a picture of it?
No, he just sent me the order form. It's Surfside Callaway stand bag.
Oh, stand bag.
Stand.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. That's a walk bag.
Best part about
and
it.
Your driver cover and you're getting golf balls.
It's probably a one. Jesus, of, probably one of one.
I literally manifested that.
Well, you begged.
Begging works.
I brought
you.
Manifested.
Well, no. I brought you the covers because I played golf. I played golf with him. I brought you the cover and you just raved about how great the cover was.
Right, and then I manifested it in my brain because I'm silly. I said I want a bag.
You got it done. I'll give you credit.
Thank you. I manifested it. So silly.
Well done.
What else?
You're not going to be able to manifest Six Flags coming back.
No, probably not.
Dunsky.
What? So when is Six Flags?
November 2nd.
November?
Bye. That's the end of the season.
Get your visits in this summer, Jason.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Go for your birthday on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.